Your CFRA expert on call is a new forward-thinking alarm company, Canada's fastest-growing home alarm company, the best security system at the lowest price, and I know you're going to know this voice when you hear it. Say hello, Joel Matlin.
Hi, how are you, Dean? How are you? Nice to chat with you.
You've got that John Walsh-type voice, you know, from the TV crime shows?
Absolutely.
And that fits in with what you do, right? You're trying to prevent crime.
That's what we do every day, 24 hours a day. We're trying to prevent crime in all of our clients' homes.
Okay, you've changed things a little bit. No longer with Alarm Force.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that I am, but it's also fortunate that I'm not. As you probably know, I started Alarm Force in 1988 and built it up over the years, over 25 years, to quite a company. And then apparently had a disagreement with the board, and they gave me a choice, retire or get fired. And, of course, it was without cause. And I said, well, I'm just too young and too energetic and, you know, working very close with my son, Adam. I said, do what you got to do. Well, we're going to move on.
I've got a question about Adam. How does a guy who took film studies at the University of North Carolina, besides your influence, get into the alarm system business?
That's a very interesting question. Well, first of all, to study film, film, in fact, is all about telling a story, and it's pure marketing, because when you market something, you're telling the story to the consumer in the hope that they will get it. And Adam worked for a couple of years out in Los Angeles. He was doing fairly well. And I had a tremendous need in Alarm Force for a marketing director. I wasn't too happy with the way things were going. And I approached him. I said, Adam, I have an opening. We had never thought about working together. I just felt that he could probably do an excellent job. And I said, the condition is that you're going to have to apprentice for a year with the existing team. And if you can demonstrate to me that you're capable in running the department, then new career is available. And he took me up on that offer.
And the new company with Joel and Adam Matlin is called Think Protection.
Absolutely. That's the company, and we're both the co-founders. Adam is very, very instrumental in the direction the company's going. I'll tell you, I'm just so elated working with him because every day I have the opportunity to see how he's working with our management team, how we're working together and guiding the company. And it's rejuvenated me where if I was enthusiastic and happy working with my old company, I'm that much more fortunate to be working with my son on a day-to-day basis, growing a new entity.
Joel, let's talk about the philosophy of Think Protection.
Yeah, that's a good question. What I've seen over the years, well, interesting enough, when I was at the former company, Alarm Force, we always, the goal was to give value. And as the industry progressed and as it has progressed, I found that the alarm industry has turned into what I would call a very greedy entity or a group of companies. And the reason why I say that is because though the technology is getting better and though the technology is becoming more affordable, the alarm companies pretty much completely are raising their prices just because they can with the contracts that they have with the consumer. So when we took a look, when I left Alarm Force, you know, Adam really wanted to get back into the business. Mm-hmm. And I said to Adam, I said, look, right now I have a one-year non-compete. I really have to think things out whether or not I'm prepared to get in. And number two, I want to be certain what is going to be our competitive advantage. And as things progressed, after our one-year non-compete, we started consulting with quite a few alarm companies. And as
How many alarm companies are we talking about?
Well, there are so many trunk slammers and small dealer operations in Canada. There's probably 3,500 to 5,000 alarm companies in Canada, and there's north of 15,000 in the United States.
So how do you know which one to deal with? That's what I want to know.
Well, the key to dealing with an alarm company is, number one, credibility and value. And today's situation, what do I mean by value? Well, first of all, the traditional alarm company, just about 99.9% of all alarm companies in Canada want you to sign a contract.
Yes.
And they make all kinds of claims, but they want your signature on a contract. In our philosophy, we don't want any contract. We do not have any contract between the consumer and ourselves. We take a look at pricing strategy. Most alarm companies now are north of $40 a month on a contract. To us, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
From a consumer perspective, it's a lot of money. We're at $12.99 per month and no contract. So the onus is on us to give better service, better quality equipment at less money.
Exactly. And you've been doing this since, what, June of 2015? Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
With the new company, yeah.
And we have been so fortunate. The value proposition has been taken up by thousands and thousands of customers in Canada. It's amazing. You know, Adam and I, we did projections when we started the company. We have blown through those projections. But the reason is, it's because we're thinking like a consumer.
Right.
And the technology, we put a 30-day free trial on our product. So if you get the product, you use our alarm product. If you don't like it for any reason at all, you just send it back.
Nice.
That's how sure we are on the value proposition that we offer. And the technology, the features that are in those technologies that you can remotely control
mm-hmm.
what's going on in your home for starting at $12.99 per month.
What have you learned in your 45 years in this business?
Well, fortunately enough, I travel the world. I go and I go to security shows throughout Canada, throughout the world, to see what type of technology is being offered. And most importantly, and I said this earlier in the show, it's easy to think like an owner of a company. That's easy, but it's harder to think like a consumer. And I know as a consumer, I want a company who's going to be close to me, who's going to be there with a great value proposition, and when I have a problem, somebody's there to stand behind it. And that's the key to Think Protection. You know,
yep.
You don't have to be a genius to start a company, but you have to think totally like a consumer.
Right. When we come back, Joel, we'll talk about the different technology that's available now. For somebody who's maybe had an alarm system for 20-odd years, maybe it's time to upgrade, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.